You know, it's so easy when you get a sponsor for the show and you use their services. And I do. It's Karen Locker's Solutions for E-Commerce. Solutionsforecommerce.com/momentum will get you 10% off right now. I've been using her for, I guess it's been a year and change since I first interviewed her. Hired her pretty much right after the show because I'm like, I need everything you're talking about. I've got problems with stranded inventory. And guess what? I had lots of problems with stranded inventory last year as the restrictions were coming through. Boom, she'd fix it. If there's an issue with the photo, fixed. All that kind of stuff. I get refunds now. They just show up. Hey, you know, we're replying to your cases. Here's your refund. My feedback. I don't have to fix my own feedback anymore. It's automatically done. And I see the notes coming through. I still once in a while get an email from Amazon saying, hey, you have some stranded inventory. I send it to her. And most of the time, it's already been dealt with and fixed. But let me tell you, being a single operator, my wife and I, this just takes so much off our plates. I can't say enough about it. It's Solutions for E-Commerce, the number four, solutionsforecommerce.com/momentum to get 10% off her services. Be sure you tell her I sent you, solutionsforecommerce.com.
Welcome to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast, where we focus on the people, the products, and the process of e-commerce selling today. Here's your host, Stephen Peterson.
All right, welcome back to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast. This is episode 176, David Hawkins. Now, this is the second time that I've had David on. David was in episode 62, and it was a little more than a year ago. And at that point, it was all about the story because him and his wife, Ivy, would travel the country and buy on the road and had built a many-million-dollar business successfully. It's just them and the dog. And it was all about traveling and events. And so in this segment, we're going to catch up on it, but you're going to catch the twist because life has changed for this couple and it's a great story on how they're adapting. Let's get into the podcast. All right, welcome back to the E-Commerce Momentum Podcast. And I am so excited to have my guest back. That's the first clue. And last time we talked, it was him and his wife and a dog in a van for a period of time. Actually, I think it was a 3-week trip in a van with the dog and his wife, David Hawkins. Welcome back, David.
Hey, Steve. Glad to be here. Glad to be back on your show.
Mm-hmm. Man, I appreciate it. You know, you were episode number 62. It was more than a year. It was in January of 2016. Is that crazy?
Yep. That it's some amazing things have happened in that amount of time.
That's for sure. You had an amazing year. Now, you had an amazing year then. 2015 was an incredible year for you and your wife, Ivy. You guys really, the thing I love about your story, and I encourage everybody to go back and listen to episode 62. So if you're not familiar with this, go back and listen to it first because it'll give you the context. But here's a couple, and you're an accountant, formally trained, and you had figured out that you could do something else, and you're definitely wired to do something else. But what's cool to me is your wife is similarly wired, yet she's a little different. I don't think I've ever asked you, how did she just connect with this business?
You know, at first, I'll tell you, she wasn't, when I made big decision to quit the job. You know, Ivy wasn't going to join me. She was going to continue being a nurse and doing, you know, what she loved. And then I started telling her, you know, hey, I'm tapping out the Kansas City market. I really need to get out on the road. And, you know, what Ivy is at heart is a person that loves travel. And she didn't want to miss out on that. And that's what she wanted to do. She loved the road trip. She's the one that wanted to get out there. And that's why she said, she's like, hey, don't leave me behind. I'm coming with you. And, you know, some guys, I think, maybe, you know, would have wanted like the alone time.
Yeah, I get it.
Time away from the family. But, you know, we're wired different. And, you know, those 3-week, 4-week trips that I've taken, you know, I couldn't have done that. I wouldn't have ever wanted to be away from her that long. So, I mean, we both needed to be together. And it turned out great.
And she learned that business. I mean, she just has an eye for it now, right? You described that she's really sometimes a better sorcerer than you, but that wasn't there. Here's the other thing that I loved about your story, too, is that she was so set on wherever you're going, making sure you have experiences, not just sitting in a hotel room every night, because that's what you would do, right? That's what I would do. I know it. I mean, that's what you do. You'd work all day until you're exhausted, crash on the thing, eat some, you know, Taco Bell crap or something.
Right.
You know, get up in the morning, hit it again, right? But she was so intentional about experiences. I think that's powerful.
Yes. And no, that's part of who she is. And that's what makes us such a great team. I mean, we get to a new city, you know, she's like, hey, slow down. Let's take a moment to explore this place. And I'm like, all right, we'll just add it to our mapped list and we'll get it done. We'll have fun and we'll make money. And you just really can't top that.
No, you really can't. And, you know, I was thinking about this. My older son's a little bit younger than you, but not that much. And him and his wife are the same way. I'm wondering if it's a generational thing where, you know, you want to make money, don't get me wrong, but your generation seems concerned about having those experiences, less stuff. I mean, I never got the vibe you guys are a stuff kind of couple.
No. You know, I drive around in my, I don't know what my truck is, about 15 years old, and I'm just as happy as I can be. But, you know, you can, you know, we met at a concert, you know, we always want to be out doing things, you know, it's, there's only so much money can buy and so much you could do with, your life that time. I think I'm rambling here, Steve.
No, I think you're making sense, because here's the thing, David, is that you turn down money in essence to do those experiences, right? You could have stayed working 3 extra hours that night, right?
It's true.
But you chose not to. Yeah, but you chose not to. To me, that's the lesson, right? Is you're not sitting here with regrets saying, oh man, I spent 3 weeks on the road, I'm exhausted, I'm tired or whatever. Right? You're coming back like, wow, we just had an amazing 3 weeks on the road. I'm sure that's not every time, but is that a fair statement?
Oh, that's definitely true. And you know who's always sad when we got to come home? It's Ivy. Ivy's like, well, I'm the one that says, geez, we've been gone 3 weeks. We've been away from, you know, our family and friends. And Ivy's like, well, you know, are you sure we can't stay another week?
Or one more week.
Or, you know, well, we're in Cincinnati. I'm like, well, what about going to Dayton? You know, something like that. It's she's the one always pushing to stay out on the road. She loves it. She's the travel lover. And I'm along for the ride.
You know, the other thing that's very cool about, and I've used you in a couple times that I've talked, different events, and I talk about partnerships. You know, I always use Dave Ramsey's line, right? The only ship that won't sail is a partnership, right? But in your case, you, like other couples, and I use the couples term loosely. I don't mean necessarily married couples or dating couples or anything like that. Sometimes it's just two partners. Mm-hmm. There are a couple common traits, and you guys probably were one of the most, you know, where I saw it the most, because I've seen your wife's eyes, the way she looks at you. I mean, and it's the truth. You know it. And I told her that. I think we were in Florida, and I told her that. I said, I see that in your eyes, and I love it. Right. It's there's a trust and a respect, which number one and number two, that there's a true love. And I think, you know, the partnerships that I think of, Max and Garland, the two guys, you know, two young single guys, and there's no relationship there or whatever, but there's a love relationship there, platonic love, or Dave Matthews in his group, he described the same thing. So when you have a couple, I mean, you guys have a genuine love, but then there's also that business love. Do you get what I'm saying? Is that kind of weird?
No, I see it. I've met other groups of sellers that, you know, they are in contact all day together, just, you know, busting each other on Facebook Messenger, right? And, you know, it's 99% not even about selling. It becomes a loving friendship, you know. And I am lucky enough to have that in my household,
right,
with my wife, with because there's other great sellers that they're selling $3 million, $4 million, $5 million, but they're doing it by themselves, their wife or their husband. You know, there's some women doing amazing things with FBA businesses, but their partner just isn't involved, doesn't want to be involved. They've got their own thing going on. But I'm lucky enough that we get to do this together. We are 100% invested until recently into the business. As you know, we had a little one join the team in November, and so that's taken our it's adjusted some of our priorities, to say the least. But
well, no question, it has to. But think about that. Think of your friends, right? Think of your friends that you know, that you're close with. Do they have, and I don't want to come across as negative. Do they have that connection in their relationship that you and your wife do, because you're connected, or you were connected most of all, every day, all day long? But I think there's something missing, and it seems like you guys have figured it out.
Boy, that's a lot of pressure to put on my marriage there, Steve.
Well, it is. But again, it's not only the marriage piece. There's a true respect in the relationship, and it doesn't have to be the marriage piece, but you guys have it, and I've seen it, like I said, in Dave Matthews and his group, even the Young Guns, there's a respect. I mean, they tease each other and everything else, but there's a respect in that relationship that's just so important. And I think that that's one of the keys to why you're having such incredible success and consistent success.
Well, we like each other, which is
that helps.
It is. I mean, there's people that they love their spouse, but an hour or two together at night is sufficient time for them to. That's sufficient time for their marriage. That wouldn't work for us. We're intertwined, and it's just who we are. All our friends and family know that if they invite David to something, Ivy's 99% chance going to be there too. So I don't know. Some people, but there's couples that they would say, I would never want that in my life. But for us, the cliche is marry your best friend, but that did happen for us.
Well, I think they're missing out. I think that's what you would say, right? They're missing out.
Oh, well, I mean, if they were lucky enough to have a spouse like I did, then yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Dude, I love it. I love it. I love that story. I've told that story a bunch of times, and I'm going to continue in my and I talk this year, because I just think that if others can find that and find that common ground, that respect, right? Because I sometimes bark at my wife or vice versa. And when you can pull that back and get back down to that respect level. Okay, let's take a break. And when we come back, you kind of alluded to having to adapt. So the husband and wife and the dog in the van for 3 weeks. Now changes a little bit. There's something added to the mix. We'll be right back. If you're serious about private label and getting into private label and advancing with private label very, very quickly, here's a great opportunity. And there's only 9 slots left. So it's not like, hey, think about it. This is a pull the trigger if you're in and get in fast. It's Amazing Freedom Private Label Retreat in Breckenridge, Colorado, May 19th. Through the 22nd of 2017. You're responsible for your airfare to get to Denver and your way home. That's what you have to worry about. The rest is taken care of. All transportation, all meals, all housing. Oh, the house? It's a 15,000 square foot home. Yep, 15,000 square foot home. First class meals catered by an executive chef on site. He will make it right there for you. We've got private label 101 to 10001. I mean, it's everything you need. Finding products, bringing products to market. It's one-on-one personal training. It's a handful of people. There's only 9 slots left. Andy Slammons, Nate Slammons, Leron Hirschkorn will be there to help you be successful. This is not cheap, but it is advanced, and it's compressed into a couple days. Here's the other great thing. Andy's going to partner with you on a couple products while you're there, so you have an opportunity to get into the private label game with Andy. If you're interested, there's no time to wait, because there's only 9 slots left. AmazingFreedom.com/retreat. AmazingFreedom.com/retreat. I'm sure you caught that. They have a new member of the family, and that new member is ready to go on the road. Road trip, he describes their first road trip and how it went. And, it's just so neat, because they built a lifestyle. So thinking about this, he says the thing that they did not have to worry about, which is the thing that most of us would worry about, is money. They had no worries about money or how they're going to make money or whatever, because they planned and had it all worked out. How many of us can say we're at that point in our lives? By the way, he's only in his 30s. So give that perspective, right? So think about what you could do to get your life in perspective and get ready for these challenges that come up, or blessings in their case. Let's get back into the podcast. All right, we're back, and we're talking with David Hawkins and teasing him a little bit. And I always send him notes now. Daddy. That's what I'm calling him. Daddy. Daddy, what are you doing? So we welcomed a little baby Hawkins this year.
That's right. November 28th, we were lucky enough to welcome our Sybil Sage Hawkins, our little daughter.
So. Adorable. Oh, my God, the pictures are adorable. And so this is a couple, let me give some more context, is that you guys, your business model is an RA model, and you spend how many months last year, well, before the pregnancy, in a rolling 12 months up until then, how many months did you spend on the road? How many weeks of 52? How many weeks of 52?
That'd be 52, probably 20 to 24.
20 to 24, and yep. Then you traveled locally.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, there's only Kansas City's a decent sized market, but there's only so much around here for us. So, we're always heading out.
Heavy travel. And you've got some employees working for you, so you've got people there at the base that can handle things. Right. And so, with the two of you, you really didn't have an agenda. I mean, you go. I'm sure you. Well, you had a plan. You were the planner with the mapping software. But you went on your road, and like you said, if she talked you into an extra week, you could, because you didn't have to get back to do things, right?
Definitely.
Now, I guess if the dog had an appointment, you would have to get back. Although you could probably find a local vet wherever you were. Right. Now there's this little baby Hawkins.
Yep.
Has she been on a trip yet?
Yes, she did get to go on her first trip. As I said, yes, she was born in November, and it was frigid cold in December, our first couple weeks here back at the house, and we were sitting around here, and I'm like, Ivy, what do we do best? It's we travel. Let's throw this baby in the car, and let's head to Florida. So
wait, you just get in the car, and you head to Florida. Now, her parents are in Florida, right?
No,
they
no,
weren't.
There was no one there. So
no one.
We just, we planned, looked ahead at just got one of those nice, you know, extended stay hotels. What is that? Marriott Residence Inn. And right. Said, I said, Fort Myers is nice and south. Let's head down there. And took 2 days, you know, I'm like, yeah, we would usually do this trip in a day and a half, 2 days, but you know, we'll schedule three with the baby. And she'd never really been in the car much more than going to the pediatrician, but she was a champ. And, we got down there and it was great. You know, it's what we do best. We know how to travel. We can leave just like that. But, you know, there's definitely some more considerations nowadays.
Did you source on the way down?
On the way down, no. We okay. are, you know, with the baby, I tried to keep it as, I don't know how I'd say, you know, drive 3 hours, feed, drive 3 hours, feed her. You know, there just okay. wasn't a lot of, there's not a lot of extemporaneous stops like there used to be.
Okay. So that's a change. That's a real functional change, because you would have sourced on the way down, right? I mean, that's how you normally would do it.
Exactly. That's how we break up our trips. It's no fun to drive 7 hours a day. You know, I'd much rather drive 2 hours to the next major city and find a chain that I've been meaning to go to, or a new store or something like that. So it was definitely different.
Okay. So you got down there, you got plugged into a house, get everybody adapted or whatever. Did you go to work when you were there, or did you chill?
At first, the whole plan was just to chill. You know, we want to, you know, this is, you know, I'm not a young guy. You know, I'm relatively young, 36, but, you know.
You're young, young.
But for having an older father in a way, you know, it was such a change in life that we wanted to just kind of connect with Sybil that, you know, I know she's not going to remember anything that's happening, but you know, this is how, when you form your bond with your child. And so we were just going to hang out, and it turns out she doesn't like hanging around the hotel room all that much.
Oh.
She was much, much preferred to be in and out of the car, bouncing the car seat onto the stroller, and she turned out to be a much better sourcer than I ever would have thought she was.
She's a traveler like her mother.
She
That's it.
Is.
She wants she to be on the road.
Her mother's daughter.
There you
sure.
go. So, so you actually did sourcing then?
Yeah, we actually, you know, we spent a week in the Fort Myers area, and it was all right. It was relaxing, but you know, we've got some stores in Miami that we've been to the last 2 years. Actually, I'm like, you know, it's only a 2-hour drive away. Let's just pack up, head over to Miami, and actually see if we can, you know, let's try to schedule in 4 hours a day of work. You know, what used to be 10-hour days turned into 4-hour days, and you just have to, you know, you just kind of got to tell yourself that I'm not going to be able to do those 10 hours. Baby can't handle being out for 10 hours, and we don't want to be out 10 hours anymore with what our sleep schedules were at that time.
Wait, let me ask you this. Is 4 hours today, can you do more in 4 hours today than you could a year ago? I mean, are you able to get 5 hours of utility out of four because you're efficient and you know you got limited time?
Well, probably. I mean, you know, I get... You know, we're not innovative, Stephen. We've been doing the same thing for, you know, 5 years now.
You're a consistent accountant. I get it, dude. You do the same thing.
I just hope to improve on process and do it better. So, you know, a friend of mine asked on Facebook yesterday, how many SKUs do you have? And I used to would have answered that question with 500, 600. And, you know, today my SKU count's at 240.
I know what I want.
I know what we want to sell. I know what our risk tolerance is. And, you know, it goes down to what you're saying. You know, maybe hopefully I can source where I want in a store what used to take an hour. Hopefully we can do that in 30 minutes now.
Hmm. And you got a reason now because, A, you got to be mindful of the little one, right? So that gives you a little bit of the day you start to feel a little lazy. You're like, ooh, I got to get going. Got to hustle. Got to hustle. So there's a benefit there.
For sure.
I love it. So you're adapting, I mean, you know, the whole story of David and Ivy is they built a lifestyle business. I mean, he was an accountant, a successful accountant with a big career, could go lots of places, right, forever. And your wife, a nurse, you guys had nothing but a future ahead of you, and you chose to pull back and live this kind of lifestyle because it was all about lifestyle for you. To me, yep. I admire that. I mean, I really admire it because at your age to know that. Instead of going for 40 years working in a place and then realizing it, like, oh, and then you're stuck. You get those golden handcuffs, right?
Yep. I got, you know, that's, you know, what my parents' generation, that's, you know, what they've lived with and what they're still living with, usually.
They're still living with, yeah. I'm not far off from that, and age-wise. But it's the truth. And so what's cool to me, though, is that you didn't just, you know, oh, I'm going to have a baby, got to go get a job, got to give everything up. You guys are working the lifestyle still. Do you think, I mean, is there a, I assume your sales are down just because you had to take time off. I mean, that would kind of make sense. But do you see a ramping back up? I mean, do you feel comfortable that you could get right back up with that 240 number because you know it so well?
Yeah, I definitely say so. I will say today that we happen to be talking happens to be the first day that our nanny has come in that will be freeing up 40 hours a week for me. So, I mean, I've been probably lucky to have been working, you know, 18 and 20 hours if I'm lucky a week. So to get that both Ivy and I are going to get 40 hours back, it's going to be, you know, and Ivy's been lucky to work, you know, when we're here at the house, you know, 6 hours a week.
So, right, sure.
I mean, so, and I think I shared with you, you know, our sales are probably down 20% year to date. And, you know, it's sad. I wish they weren't, you know, I wish we had more higher sales. I could, you know, yeah. But, you know, it's, it is what it is. We traded a couple months of lower sales for time for the first 3 months getting to know our daughter. So starting today though, you know everyone, you better watch out, guys, because
you're back.
we're back. So
you're back in a big way. Yeah. Again, to me, what this lifestyle, intentional lifestyle, I guess I'm going to say, has now. You know, now it's the time for the nanny. This was chosen. This didn't randomly happen. You probably waited to find the right person, all those things, because you have that luxury. And that's by design. And dude, that is just so rare. You know, I think of all the, I'm in the corporate world, right? And you think of all, they just don't have these options and the choices. But because you guys have been so intentional, I just think it's so powerful. I hope people think about that, that it doesn't have to be all or nothing.
Oh, I can't imagine. I mean, I'm so thankful for, you know, and this is not to knock anyone. You know, we just didn't want to, you know, send the baby out to go to a daycare for 10 hours a day. We're not going to see her. I mean, you know, we will work out of our home. We got the office on site, and you know, we're basically just brought, you know, kind of when I was interviewing for the job, you know, we wanted a third parent, someone right. that comes into the home and can kind of, you know, help out, but we're still here. My wife can be here to, if Ivy wants to, you know, have a full day with the baby, she's just going to hang out with the nanny. You know, we can do that. And all of that is possible because of what we built over the last 5 years and what we, you know, we worked hard.
Right. But it didn't just turn this on. I mean, I think that's the other right. lesson. That's why I want somebody to go back and listen to the other story, because this has been years in the making. All right. I mean, I don't think somebody needs to wait 5 years to get it to this level, but it's not like they're going to be able to start it next month and say, okay, now I'm ready. Let me get a nanny in here. We're ready to go. No, you've got to ramp it up.
Yeah. And you know, and so what I say is, I feel like I'm an older dad, but, you know, there was a nice thing is that, you know, I truly wasn't worried about, you know, how am I going to pay for this? How am I going to do this? You know, we were able to, because we waited to start our family, and that's not the choice for everybody, but we were able to be financially secure in that that wasn't a concern when Ivy was pregnant, and it's not a concern now. We're lucky. We're blessed.
Okay. Can I ask you, let me ask you a personal question, and if it's not appropriate, just tell me. Health insurance, I was thinking about that because you're self-employed. Were you able to find health insurance being self-employed prior?
Oh boy.
Is this a touchy subject? I don't want to go.
I have, you know, told some people, you know, I'm a very risk averse person, Steve. I mean, I've come from an accounting background and so a little background on me, my wife and I have the dreaded pre-existing conditions.
Okay.
So we working for big companies before.
It's a non-issue.
Before 20, it doesn't matter. You know, right. You have group health insurance provided by an employer. And it was before 2012 when the ACA was passed. You know, there was the individual market was a wild west. There was a lot of exclusions, and we basically both would have been uninsurable.
Wow.
So that is what, you know, ended up, that was. Without that, I doubt I would have made that call back in 2012 to quit my job, because I don't think I couldn't have put my family at risk at that point. You know, at any time, if you don't have health insurance, you know, it's if a catastrophic event happens, you know, it could bankrupt you.
Right.
So we're lucky. I definitely keep a watchful eye on what's going on right now. But we've had insurance so far.
That's awesome. So you were able to get through this because of the Obamacare, in essence, right?
Oh, yes.
And you weren't subsidized and all that kind of jazz, but you were able to pay a reasonable amount. But more importantly, because you were able to get insurance, period. That's the bottom line.
That was the bottom line. I mean, I get that it's not cheap. Insurance isn't cheap. And it's not most people that
it's not cheap at companies anymore.
And most employees don't always see that. They right. see, they don't always understand the portion that their employer is paying to subsidize their insurance. So, and you know, it's kind of, someone told me like, well, you didn't get any subsidies. I'm like, well, you know, it's because I made a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know,
hello. That's a good problem.
It's kind of a badge of honor that I didn't have a subsidy.
That's right.
That, you know, the business was successful enough that I didn't qualify.
But you're a perfect example of why somebody would be, those are golden handcuffs. I mean, without it, right.
For sure.
They were golden handcuffs.
Sure. I mean, and what's when I tell people, and there's, and I get it. I know there's a lot of people that are, they think Obamacare and ACA was a terrible program, and because they're, you know, because healthcare costs are still going through the roof, you know.
Skyrocket, yep.
But you know, for me, you know, I was able to, you know, quit my job, which opened up that job for somebody else to take. Mm-hmm. I was able to create jobs here by starting the business, and I was able to make a lot of money and pay a lot more taxes to the government. To, you know, state and federal government. So,
and you didn't pay for cheap insurance. You paid your premiums. I mean, you didn't get cheap insurance. You just didn't get subsidized. So
exactly.
You had to pay the premiums. So
yeah. I'd be if the ACA people listen to your podcast, Steve,
well, there's a big following in the ACA community.
Yeah,
it really is.
I would be a poster case for them, so I'd be a good one.
Well, that's a great story though, because it again though, there's the planning. You made the decision. There's your risk tolerance. It's smart enough to say, I can't leave unless we can get health insurance because we have issues. Now, if you don't have issues, you could take different chances and that kind of thing, right? But
definitely.
That's a smart decision. You didn't roll it all on 7. You waited until it was right, and that's what made it right. I love it, love it, love it. Right. Oh. Okay, so I'm winding down because I know you got no sleep, so I'm going to be careful of your time. I want to be respectful. But, one more thing that keeps you busy is your group that you've been in. It is unbelievable to me that you guys have been together for 3 years, The List. And Andy's one of my sponsors, so everybody's heard the million commercials I run for it. But it's The List, and it's Andy Slammons, David Hawkins, Randy Reynolds, and Curtis Batdorf. And you guys, part of your challenge is you personally find the items that you contribute to The List every week.
That's right. Every day, weekdays, it's part of my job. Is I see that as part of it's a job for me. It's the one thing that I have to do.
It's a responsibility.
It is. We have people that are paying customers. They are expecting good stuff, and that's what we try to give them. So I get up, the other three guys get up. We try to provide every day. We try to find. Is this? It just becomes something that I do, and it's something that I've gotten. And yeah, like you said, we've been doing this 3 years, and something that we're really good at.
Yeah, yep. It's really. But it's funny to me, and I have to ask Curtis, how many of your customers have been with you for the? I know there's a whole ton of them. I just don't know what percentage have been with you guys for the full 3 years. I personally know I have lots of friends that have been there for all three years. To me, that's a very cool story because it's not like it's, these groups come and go. We all know it. Sure. And I'm not downplaying any of them because I think there's a role for each of them. And you got to be comfortable with the people you're with. And to me, that's most important. But to be with you for 3 years is a big deal. And that's a big thing because you're not cheap. You're expensive, David.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I guess that's the elephant in the room. But
yeah, well, it is what it is.
Hey, it's like anything. We hope that we're providing a quality service, and you've got four quality sellers that are, I think what our tagline, it's not just a tagline, it's true, we're buying, we're giving you the leads that we're finding real time, so if there's something good enough that because sometimes you find a one-off, two-off deal that I'm going to buy for myself. But, if there's something good enough that I can put in front of 100 people, I'm buying it too. I don't mind being 101, because if it's good enough for 100 people, I'm buying it too. That's what we've been doing. We've been doing it, like I said, going on. We're into our third year now, and, we got four quality guys, and we have a Facebook group, and people – members ask questions. We kind of explain some of our sourcing methodology if there's ever anything. And I think what Andy says, we're the only group that stands behind what we do. You see, hey, this was a David Hawkins deal.
Right.
Or this was a
and they
Curtis
call
Batman
you
deal.
Out. They will
if,
call you if, out and say, David.
If need be, right.
Yeah, it's the truth. I've been in the group. And to me, that's what I like about it because you're personally going to be held accountable. And, there's almost a public shaming if you weren't. And in essence, it really is. I mean, because you don't want the 100. All right. The website is called thelistishere.com. Thelistishere.com. And I'll have a link for it in the episode. And you're going to hear it in a commercial in here, too. But again, it's for me. I know all four guys personally and I love them. But what I do appreciate is the fact that you guys put your name out there and you're willing to stand up for it for 3 years. I mean, to me, that says something. And that not many people can say that. And again, I'm not putting any other group down in any possible way. I think there's a place for all of them. You just got to find out who you're comfortable with. And, what I also liked about your group, the stuff you guys were listing, there was some premium, not everything was dirt cheap. And so you can make a decent return. And to me, that's really important too. Bring that average price up. And you guys do a lot of that stuff.
Yep.
All right. So what's next? So you got a new baby. You've had a big year last year. You're on pace this year to start bringing it back. You've made changes now with the nanny. You got that piece kind of lined up. Your List stuff is still working in that. What do you think? I mean, do you think about making a change? I mean, I know you're Mr. Consistent and steady, but do you think about making a change this coming year? Have you guys talked about it in any way?
You know, we've talked about it, and you know, the you could go in those seller Facebook groups and find the scary stories every day about people getting a certain item restricted or people saying retail arbitrage is dead. And you know, for I think that's what I am at heart. I think I'm a reseller. I don't, you know, could I start opening 10 wholesale accounts a month? I mean, probably, you know, but that's not who we are. I mean, if Amazon comes in tomorrow and says, hey, you guys are done and, you know, all retail arbitrage is over, you know, I don't think that, you know, online selling is for me. Past that, Steven. Okay. I'm not going to be that private label guy. You know, I've done really well at this. This is what I'm good at. It's what I'm better at than most people. It's, that may sound conceited, but it's
self-aware, you know, because you're not saying that you're better at everything than everybody. Oh, you're just saying you're a little bit, that your little world.
I'm really good at finding things that are going to sell for a lot of money online at retail stores. That's all there is to it. It's simple for, it's a simple thing that we do, but I don't think I want to, I don't want Andy's life. I don't want to be dealing with private label people in China and all that goes with building PPC.
Or the wholesale world, going out to a million trade shows and finding vendors and all that kind of stuff. Or, right, you know, using the scraping software to, you know, pull up somebody's account on Amazon, scrape it, send it to a VA, have them send letters to wholesalers for you. And then you run into risk of, you know, it's different, right? That's not your thing.
That's not what we'd be good at. So,
and you know, it's funny is that there are other people, you know, you've heard a million of my interviews. There are people that are, they're amazing at it. That's their thing.
Yep.
But if you can be self-aware.
Much respect to them. Yeah. Much respect. And, you know, if the Amazon thing goes away tomorrow, you know, I just think we'll find something else to do with our time. Because, you know, you go back to what am I, you know, private label, you know, what's Ivy going to do at that point? You know, she's going to make a different private label line or, you know, she doesn't want to go back to packing boxes, doing stuff like that. I mean, we would probably go do something else if this goes away.
But so, together.
That's the difference. I don't think we're ever going to need to go work that W-2 job again. Now, Ivy sometimes thinks about, you know, nursing wasn't all that bad. But,
right,
you know, we're lucky enough that at this point we don't need to do anything we don't want to do right now. So we would find a way to
years
work
old.
Together.
At 36 years old, too. It's a pretty cool place. I'm very fortunate to sit in my little perch and watch this, and you guys are one of the most shining examples of a couple that gets it and gets each other, and I just wish you nothing but success, David. I mean, tell Ivy I said hey, and I just can't wait to see you guys. Can't wait to see the baby. I'm blown away again. I can't wait to talk to you again next year to see what's next in your life, man. I wish you nothing but success. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steven. Thanks for having me on.
Take care. Are you looking for inventory this time of year? I have just the answer. It's called The List. Yep, that's it. The List. It's a premium sourcing service brought to you by Andy Slammons, where you get quality, actionable inventory from real sellers. These are million-dollar-plus sellers who bring you the finds in real time. Oh, and by the way, they're buying them themselves. Bring your business to the next level with The List. There are a few openings, but it's capped at 100, and they're so close, but you still can get in if you sign up now at thelistishere.com. Thelistishere.com. Oh, and make sure you tell Andy I sent you. There is no doubt this couple is going to be successful, and it's because they are on the same page. They just know where they're going, and they want to do it together. And to me, I wish that upon you. This lifestyle thing is so important to me, and I really hope you figure it out in your life. ecommercemomentum.com, ecommercemomentum.com. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the e-commerce Momentum Podcast. All the links mentioned today can be found at ecommercemomentum.com under this episode number. Please remember to subscribe and like us on iTunes.